Hey, grown-ups! We are so incredibly grateful to you for listening to Story Pirates. Season 6 was really, really fun to make, and we're so excited for Season 7 right around the corner. To help us make the Story Pirates podcast the best it can be, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd really, really appreciate it if you could take a few minutes to fill it out. You'll be able to tell us what you like about the Story Pirates podcast and what you'd like to see us do in the future. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm, spelled R-E-A-L-M, .fm/kids. And as a thank you, everyone who fills it out can enter to win a prize pack from a whole bunch of different kids' podcasts, including Story Pirates! Pretty cool. Again, that website is realm.fm/kids. Thank you.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups. If you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met. And as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast. I'm Lee.
And I'm Peter.
And we're so excited to still be out on this ship on the ocean doing the Story Pirates Podcast.
Ooh, Lee, look what I found on the pirate ship.
What's
it is
that?
The ship's log.
Oh, cool. That's like a diary you can write in to say what's happening on the ship every week and how we're feeling about
it. Yeah, it's like a boat's journal.
Okay, cool. So let's start. Dear ship's log, everything out on this boat is cool. We're a little bit worried because nobody knows how to drive the ship.
And we're definitely lost.
When we didn't bring enough stuff. But, you know, despite all that, everyone's pretty much acting cool, except for one person.
Yeah, I feel like Rachel's acting weird.
Hey, guys.
Oh, Rachel, how long have you been standing there?
Oh, I just got here. I mean, I was there the whole time. I mean, I heard everything you said. I mean, I just got here. What? Look over there. No, look at me.
Wow. Rachel, I love having you here on this ship, but you just keep acting a little suspicious. Could you tell us a little bit about, like, what you were doing and where you were before you got on this ship?
Oh, yeah, sure. I've just been around, you know, I've been on the run. I mean, I've been in hiding. I mean, I've been on the lam. I mean, I love my pet lam. I mean, I made a mistake. I mean, you know, I've been good.
Huh, sounds believable to me.
Yeah.
Can I hold your pet lam?
Oh, sure, yeah. Oh, no, he doesn't like that.
Sorry.
Make it action.
You can make a really funny story.
Use your imagination, obviously.
The Story Pirates.
Each week on the Story Pirates Podcast, we're bringing you brand new stories written by kids and performed by us, the Story Pirates.
Yeah!
And we do it all aboard this big pirate ship out on the open ocean.
Peter, I'm so excited for today's episode because we have two new stories written by kids.
Well, let's get to the first one.
Sure thing. And here to introduce it is the author himself, who I have right here on my cell phone.
Hi, everybody. My name's Bear, and this is my story, Annoy Your Sister's School. I hope you enjoy it.
George, Sage, wake up. It's time for school.
Morning, Mom.
Morning, Sage. How does bacon, eggs, juice, and cinnamon rolls for breakfast sound?
Sounds amazing, Mom.
Doesn't it? Well, all we have are off-brand cornflakes, so that's what you're gonna have.
Aw.
Where is your brother George?
He's still asleep.
Well, come upstairs and help me get him out of bed.
I know. I'll annoy him out of bed.
Well, whatever you do, just do it fast. I cannot be late today. George! Wake up! It's time to go to school.
I don't want to go to school.
Well, I don't want to go to school either.
You don't have to go to school, Mom.
You're right. Hey, it's cool being a mom.
George, get up now.
Ugh, Sage, you're so annoying. Don't spill cereal milk on my rug.
Oh, you mean like this?
Cereal milk. Mom, make her stop. She's gonna make my rug all soggy.
Look, George, I don't want to tell you how to live your life, but if your sister's being annoying, maybe you could try to be annoying back.
Great idea, Mom. Hey, Sage, you're my sister and I love you so much. Ah!
Smooth one, Xbox. I guess for that, I'll make your head all soggy. Cereal milk.
Okay, both of you, come on. School now. I cannot be late today.
I don't want to go to school. All I want to do is learn how to annoy my sister.
Excuse me, did you say you want to learn to annoy your sister?
Yes, I did.
Well, then come to my school. You will learn to annoy your sister.
I'm sorry, who are you and how did you get in our split-level ranch?
Well, Mom, he said there's a school that teaches you how to annoy your sister. Let the man speak. I'm listening. Tell me more.
Okay, you do fun games, but you're still tested, of course.
Shucks.
I have a sister I'd like to annoy.
You mean Aunt Linda?
Oh, yeah.
No problem. We offer adult continuing education classes as well.
Oh! Well, what about me? I'm already good at being annoying.
Sounds like you need one of our advanced courses.
For annoying brothers.
Brothers, sisters, neighbors, snakes, teachers, doctors, and comptrollers. Learn to annoy anyone in my school.
Is it accredited?
No.
Shucks.
Let's play the games. One of the games is where you make annoying sounds. When you crack up, you're out. The last one standing wins. Let's play it.
Sage, George, you play. I'll wait for the adult class.
Good form, Mom. George, are you ready?
Am I ready? As Mozart is to music, Michelangelo is to marble, and Guy Fieri is to gravy burgers, I, George, shall be to annoying my sister. I'll become a master of my craft.
Great. Sage, are you ready?
Whatever.
Okay, George, remember, no laughing or you're out. Sage, you may make the first annoying sound.
Blark!
Wow, that really was annoying, but George isn't laughing quite yet. Wait a second. What's happening? He's covering up his mouth and his face is contorting. Oh my gosh. It's either a barf or a burp or a laugh that's about to come up. Something crazy's happening. George is about to laugh. George, you laughed. You're out.
I win.
You sure do.
No, wait, but seriously, how did you get in our house?
Yeah, funny story. Wait a second. Is that a bird wearing a monocle?
Where?
Right behind you.
What?
Skidoo, I'm out of here. Ha-ha.
The old bird with the monocle bit gets me every time.
You know what gets me every time?
What?
Blark!
So annoying. Sage, get back here.
Oh, these kids and their blark. Well, at least you got him out of bed.
The end.
Oh.
I snuck back in your house.
Get out!
Skidoo! Whoa, wow, that was an awesome story.
I really love that. Whoa. Hang on, Rachel. Where are you going?
Huh? What? Oh, you know, nowhere, somewhere, upstairs, downtown, midtown, all around. Sorry, what'd you say? What was the question?
Okay, why do you have all your belongings with you?
And why are you wearing a disguise?
Yeah, we know it's you because of your very obvious hair.
And your signature smell.
Baked ziti.
I'm just, you know, putting my things away, picking them on my things, grabbing my things, taking my things, holding my things, hiding inside my things, making myself really small inside my things. You know, I'm cleaning.
Oh.
Wait a second. Then why do you have scuba gear on?
And why does your pet lamb have scuba gear on too?
Rachel, lamb, what's going on?
I'll tell you right after this message.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, If's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. If is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing If because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that If also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, If is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, If celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See If in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you gonna eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
All right, Rachel, what's going on?
Yeah, tell us.
You've been acting suspicious all day.
Okay, fine. Just everyone, close your eyes.
Okay.
And follow my voice.
Okay.
Just follow me this way. Just a little. Oh, sorry. There's a lot of stuff on the ground. Okay, just come a little bit this way.
It feels cold.
It's getting colder, yes. Okay, everyone, stop. Now on the count of three, you're going to open your eyes. Ready? One, two, three. Surprise!
Wow! You planned a surprise birthday party for me? Wait, it's not my birthday. Is it your birthday? Whose birthday is it?
It's my birthday.
Huh?
I wanted to surprise you guys for my birthday.
But that's sad.
Great question, Katie. See, I threw myself this birthday party because I guess I just felt like we've all been working really hard on this podcast and I wanted everyone to just like chill and relax and have a good time. And also it was my birthday and everybody forgot.
Oh, oh my gosh.
Wow.
Happy birthday.
Yes. Rachel.
Happy birthday.
Wait. So why are you wearing scuba gear?
Oh. Just, like, super comfortable.
Okay.
Should we sing the birthday song?
I have a better idea. Let's sing a song adapted from a story written by one of our kid listeners.
Yeah!
And here to introduce it is the author herself.
Hi, my name is Georgia. I go to first grade, and I live in New Jersey. My story is called The Girl Who Never Took a Bath.
There once was a girl.
Hi.
Who never took a bath.
Nope.
And boy, oh boy, did she get dirty. face dirty, mud in her eyes dirty, mud on her toes and feet and legs. She looked like a scary mud monster. Her parents said,
"We can't take you out if you look like that. How about you take a bath?"
The little girl said,
"No!"
So they did not take her out. And the scary mud monster felt sad. She couldn't go out with her mom and dad. She couldn't see the friends she had. How did her life end up so bad?
Oh, she was
mud on her face dirty, mud in her eyes dirty, mud on her toes and feet and legs. She looked like a sad mud monster. One day she woke up and decided,
"This is gross, I was misguided."
And she jumped right in the bath. Went to show her parents what that soapy water did. They didn't recognize her, asked,
"Excuse me, where's our kid?" "I am your daughter,"
said the monster, now pristine.
"It's just that I look different now because I'm finally clean."
She's no more
mud on her face dirty, mud in her eyes dirty, mud on her toes and feet and legs. She looked like one clean monster.
"I'll take a bath every day."
That's what you'd hear that monster say. Now she's the girl who always took a bath.
And now Lee speaks with the author herself, Georgia.
Hi, Georgia.
Hi.
So, Georgia, you wrote the story, The Girl Who Never Took a Bath, right?
Yeah.
So, can you tell me, how did you get the idea for your story?
Because I do not like baths.
Why don't you like taking a bath?
Well, because then my hair gets wet, and then it's uncomfortable, and then I have to dry, and it takes long, it's not fun.
Where did you get the idea for the scary mud monster in your story?
Because you look like that when you don't, because sometimes I like to play around the mud, and my legs are all covered in dirt or mud, and my hands and my arms, so that's what I came up with the idea about. And it's hard to clean, because guess what?
What?
Did you know, every time I go out, I leave my shoes on, but my feet get super dirty. I don't even take my shoes off.
And how do they get dirty if you don't take your shoes off?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And how do your parents feel about that?
They would not take me out to special fancy places because I would not be nice and clean and smelling good.
What's like an example of a nice fancy place you like to go to?
It's this fancy place called Raymond's, and
okay.
It has these sandwiches that I really like, the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, but I don't like any other kind of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches than theirs. It's really strange.
Oh, man. Well, Georgia, thank you so much for talking to me today.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's it for today's episode. Thanks to today's authors, Bear and Georgia. If you'd like to see the original stories that Bear and Georgia sent in to us, parents, find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, where we'll post their stories in their own words. And right now, we also have a special gift for you in celebration of our relaunch, and here to tell you about it is Bear.
Kids, one fun thing that you can do when you're listening to Story Pirates is draw in color. Parents, you can get a free Story Pirates coloring book at storypirates.com/podcast.
Thanks, Bear. Parents, post your kids' colored-in pages or other Story Pirates-related drawings on social media with the hashtag StoryPirates so that we can see them.
Kids, we also need your stories for upcoming episodes. Right now, our theme is Make Up Your Own Holiday, and here to tell you all about it is Georgia.
Kids, write a brand new story from your imagination about a made-up holiday. Tell us who celebrates the holiday and how they celebrate it. Parents, you can submit your child's story at storypirates.com.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye!
Bye.
Story Pirates podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Produced for Gimlet Media by Jasmine Romero, and produced for the Story Pirates by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. Associate producers for Story Pirates are Peter McNerney and Lauren Glover. Technical direction by Sam Baer. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer and Josh Hahn at the Relic Room in New York City. Theme song by Bobby Lord. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky. The Story Pirates podcast is written, directed, and performed by the Story Pirates. Contributors to this episode include Woody Fu, Eric Gerson, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Brendan O'Grady, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Katie Skelton, Danny Teeger, and Rachel Winitsky. The music for The Girl Who Wouldn't Take a Bath was written by Danny Teeger and arranged and produced by Brendan O'Grady, and associate produced by Jack Mitchell and Eric Gerson, with vocal arrangements and direction by Jack Mitchell. Special thanks to all of our listeners who insisted we take baths before they take us out to fancy places.